We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. Welcome back, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I am Gregor. I've hosted that on all these stations, whatever. Okay, great. And he used to work here. His name's Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain.
Not yet.
But if you are, then you should let us know what we get right, what we get wrong. If you could do us a favor, tell a friend, share it or something like that, or just holler at us with some encouragement or discouragement or whatever, we'd be understanding of the internet. I haven't seen you post about it, so I think I know the answer, but have you watched Star Wars Visions yet?
I have not watched any Star Wars Visions yet. Is it Disney Plus? It's on Disney Plus, I think.
Okay, so
right?
It's Disney Plus. I'll give the premise. Disney handed over the keys to the Star Wars universe and said, you okay there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Handed over the keys to the Star Wars galaxy and said, hey, 9 different Japanese anime studios, let's have your own take on Star Wars. And it reminds me of how wide a breadth there is to Japanese anime, because a little bit of it is dark and kind of like scary, or not scary, but it's just like this, like the tone is very like somber. And then some of it is like, yeah, we're in a rock band, let's go. And it's like very like
Teen Titans.
Yeah. And it's like, so some of it is like too saccharine for me personally. And it's like too kid oriented, but some, like the first episode is so dark. And the 7th one is so dark, and it ends on a really weird note. So I encourage you to go and watch it.
How does it fit into, like, the Star Wars everything? Does it? Or are they, like, independent kind of, like, what do you call those?
It's like standalone.
Like standalone, just kind of they are their own kind of contained stories.
It, like, it's within the worlds. Like, it's, like, you know, they're talking about the Jedi Hunters and stuff like that. And but it's all... The context makes sense when you watch it. You're like, you don't think like, oh, this is, where does this fit? You're just like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it follows the storyline, and it's really wonderful. One of the things I very much like about it though, is that because as, we talked about another time, George Lucas got a lot of inspiration from Japan when making this. Like Darth Vader is like basically a samurai suit only made to look like a robot, which is pretty badass. And I've seen it. I've seen some of, not it, but I've seen some of the armor before at the like National Museum in Tokyo, and it's like,
not the Darth Vader armor.
No. Yeah, I've actually seen that too. I think it was at the when it was called EMP in Seattle. They had that there. That was pretty cool.
So but you saw samurai. You saw like real life samurai armor.
Yeah, exactly. From a time when everyone was much smaller. And there's a joke in there that we'll skip about me wearing it and looking ridiculous. But and then getting kicked out of Japan, and it was terrible. But, anyway,
you opened the glass case that it was behind and put it on, and they were like, we're kicking you out, not because you look terrible in that, but because you're breaking the law.
Yeah, could you please respect us? We would really like that. So,
except they're so polite, they probably wouldn't even say anything.
So anyway, it's this take on Star Wars. You know, like, I remember when they were making episode Anakin versus Obi-Wan episode 3.
Yeah.
And like the fight scene is like, smash, 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 spin, jump, jump, smash, 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 smash. And it's like, you can't watch it. Yeah.
Like spinning it. Yeah.
And then they stop. And then like, it's like they get that real like look with the, they're really fighting for control. And then it's like, no, let's hit each other 5,000 times. Spin, smack. And it's just like, you can't see it. It's too close. It's too dark. It's insane. Well, this is totally the is totally different from that. Like, there's like one that's like a kendo thing where the Jedi has his lightsaber up and he's holding it right next to his head, like you would see in like a traditional, what I would think of. What I think of as traditional. And then like it's about this like this one attack, and then after it's over, he's like done, and then puts the lightsaber away, and it's like, whoa. Instead of this like buildup of like really like in your face stuff, it's like it's really tense, and then it's release, and boy, is it awesome.
So that begs the question, if this is going back to more of the traditional samurai inspiration that created the show, is there going to be Jedi sumo? Because if you got like a Jabba versus like and like literally any other fat guy from
people might not know this about me, but I'm a giant sumo fan, and so like I really follow Japanese sumo wrestling like a lot, and like the weight class, there's no such thing as a weight class, so it's just like one guy's 6'5" and you know almost 400 pounds, and the other guy is 5'6" and almost 200, and you're like, well, good luck everybody.
Jabba Yoda sumo.
Yeah. I feel like if there's a second season, this is what I'm talking about. I'd like to see what Studio Ghibli could do with it.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if they would be in.
They probably weren't mad at you for putting on the samurai outfit. They were a little upset when you put on the sumo outfit.
Started stripping off my clothes and running at elderly people.
Belly first.
All in a day's work.
Yeah, great.
All right, let's get to it. I would recommend Star Wars Visions to anyone who likes Star Wars and has yet to... And anyone who has yet to dive into it, it's very satisfying. And there's a couple of them that I were like, eh, whatever. But there's like a handful that are very good and make it worth it. So, all right. So, like an octopus who picks playoff football winners, now we have a hamster who's amazing at trading cryptocurrency. So,
why are we doing this?
Guten Tag, Mr. Gox, a German rodent that you can stream while he buys and sells his digital monies. I guess there's a system of tubes and wheels that allow Mr. Gox to help his human handler decide when to trade the currency. And with massive success, we're not talking like, yeah, that's pretty funny or whatever. He was at the time outperforming financial wizard Warren Buffett. I'm like, how does it take to train the hamster to do this? And can we steal this one for our own gain?
All right. Well, here's the thing. If I don't do any of the crypto or the whatever, right? The Bitcoins and I don't do any of the cryptocurrency.
Sure.
But now I don't think I have to. I just need to get like a rodent and have it in my house to do to pick the things for me.
Who's that? It's Crypto Rat. He ate one of my toes.
Pizza Rat's successful cousin. I don't understand crypto enough to do it, but if you okay, here's the other question though. This hamster, I almost called him a rat, this hamster is responsible for all of the money that his human handler is making. Does this hamster get like an upgrade to his wheel at any point?
Hamsters don't know, bro. You just give them some more treats. Like
this is a sentient hamster. This hamster knows what's up. Like eventually he's going to be driving. Because this is how they make their money, to buy those Kia Souls.
After they get the enlarging ray, the anti-shrink ray, and blow themselves up. They have any car to choose from as a crypto fortune. They don't go Tesla. They go Kia Soul. I love it.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm looking at my digital currency wallet, and I've invested $300 in Ethereum and turned it into $4,000 doing nothing. I just let it sit for like 5 years, and now I have $4,000 because of it. So, and then I have another one too, Litecoin. Now there's like 7,000 different cryptos, and who knows? But yeah, I invested like a few hundred bucks in Litecoin, and it's worth $200 up to $650. So anyway, that's like a pretty good return. We'll put it that way.
And you're doing all of that without a hamster, so good for you.
Now I want to know. I know that there's like a South American country that is obsessed with. I don't think it's hamsters. It's something else.
It's Peru, and they love the guinea pigs.
Okay, so maybe my question is, I'll probably have to rephrase it a little bit, but I want to know if Mr. Gox is now the new king of El Salvador.
I mean, it's very possible.
I say that because the country has embraced the decentralized currency and is mining Bitcoin. But they're doing it in like a really wacky way. They're using volcanoes, which seems odd to me, but okay.
Amazing. And weird, but amazing.
You see, the computer, anytime you say volcanoes and doing something like that, I'm always like, super villain. I want that. Let's build a base into a volcano. Eventually, we'll launch our ship from it and like fight.
Super villain hamster twisting his twirly mustache, like running in his little wheel.
He's got his own like giant mech suit that he can like run around in, but it's hamster shaped.
It's so a ball. It's a hamster ball.
Because he's still got a human prick of a friend that's like helping him. So it's lava proof, and I want that, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Anyway, so the computer power necessary to mine cryptocurrency is nuts. The way it works is that the blockchain, it's so complicated, and I don't want to get too long-winded about it, but every time there's a transaction on Bitcoin, you have to add that on to the current list of times that there's been a transaction. So every time you buy or sell or anything or anyone does, you add a little notch onto it, okay? Just a little bit of data. And that way no one can mess with it and you can track it forever. But now that it's 10, 12, 15 years old or whatever, that's a lot of transactions that have gone on. And so it's no longer just like a PC that can run this. You need like a warehouse full. China's recently banned them because of the... Well, probably because they want to not have decentralized money taking over their country, but under like the guise of like it being not efficient or green or something like that. But they had these big warehouses, you know, 10,000 fans on the side blowing air through to all these PCs that are running with a few people just monitoring all of them. So they could do the calculations to get just a little fraction of that Bitcoin. You get rewarded for every time you do a calculation. You do it enough and you make some money off of it, right? And so you need tremendous energy, but you don't want to have to worry about all that heat. So... El Salvador has turned to volcano geothermal energy, which is crazy.
They're going the opposite of worrying about the heat. They're like, no, the heat, you were merely adopted the heat. I was born in it.
This is all fine until a lava monster kicks the hamster ball out and it goes rolling across the countryside, destroying villages all over.
Destroying villages and then your country's currency. So not only will you have a like humanitarian crisis, you will also have an economic crisis. And also you're pissing off your neighbor Darth Vader, who does not love people living next to his lava castle.
Get him one of those balls.
Maybe that's what Darth Vader is doing up there. Like, he's mining Bitcoin. Somebody's got to pay for that Death Star.
That is amazing.
That's why he's in solitude, because nobody understands him when he's like, no, Elon Musk is the best, and I drive a Tesla, and I love Bitcoin. It's like, okay, bro.
He's got his own like special Tesla with a hyperbaric chamber in it, so he can take off his helmet and drive around.
That's the anime I want to see.
I want it to be very mundane, too. Like, he's just got to go to the market. Like,
it's just Office Space, but Darth Vader.
He's just, like, bumping some, like, really bland 90s music just in there. Just like.
He's walking into the supermarket. Sir, do you have a mask on?
All right, YouTube announced that they are removing all anti-vax material from their platform. Social media, like, in general, has long been like, hey, not our problem, free speech, am I right? And yeah, that is super important. A person who speaks for a living, like free speech is very important. And this is like a really difficult conversation. It's very nuanced. But like as a business, you can moderate your content. It's not like we need the government to let free speech happen. You're like Twitter banned the former president, and then that guy now is suing to get back on there. But really, they're a private company. They should be allowed to do that if he broke their rules. That shouldn't be like an issue. But I'm glad to see that that's happening.
That's like when Safeway banned you for walking in for wearing that sumo diaper and the super sumo diaper only.
Hey,
it's like, it's my free speech.
There was a sale on the sumo oranges. They had the display. It's not my fault.
It's a sale from the National Museum of Art in Tokyo. I think it's a lot of people are going to be very upset because they will say that, oh, YouTube only bans the content that the big government tells them to ban, and you know they're your sheep for thinking to only go to YouTube for that. It's like, yeah, but like YouTube also allow, and like many social media platforms, not to be bad for YouTube, but like they also allow like a bunch of white supremacist stuff and racist, very evil stuff on the website, and they probably should ban more stuff than they do. So like,
well, then like, God forbid one nipple shows up and it's not a dude's, and they're like, oh, you have a weak suspension, and like, what? That guy over there is like white power, and you're like, you saw a natural part of my bot? Like, how dare you? But here's a good reason why, though, we should be concerned about having this dialogue. A review by MIT found that in the lead-up to the last election, European troll farms controlled some of the craziest conspiracy garbage on Facebook. More than 140 million Americans came into contact with this, you know, the liquidy part of the dumpster, posing to be American-oriented from topics ranging from, like, Christianity to race, pulling on all our emotional heartstrings. I felt really bad specifically because, like, 19 of the top 20 Christian pages were being run by people manipulating us from afar, which blows my mind because you never... That's not a logical conversation to have. When you're talking religion with somebody, you're talking about faith and emotions. You can't logic someone into doing that, but you can control them by talking about those things that are illogical to be able to move people around. It's been a power struggle throughout the course of recorded human history that this has been happening.
One of those 140 million people coming into contact with those pages, my great aunt, probably, and my father.
Are either of them based out of Romania and Russian or Russian trolls?
No, but if it turns out that the top pages pumping misinformation are run by a German hamster, I'm going to be very upset.
Hey, what are the chances that, like, or like, no, that's not the way to say it. I want, like, I'm trying not to say I want to give props to, but like, you know, when someone notices a weakness and they exploit it and then they win, that's like a very American way of thinking of things, I think.
It's a very American way of making millions of dollars also.
And so like, you know, we're like the world's biggest economic power, you know, with China and everything. And we're like militaristically, we're like at the top, and like for Russia or these other countries to be like, but they're idiots when it comes to online, and then exploit us and like, super duper shake us up. That's how you describe that. Super duper shake us up. Like
when
that.
You testify before Congress, I hope you say it exactly like that.
100%. I will. If that ever happens, I'm saying super duper.
I don't know. They super duper shook us up. If Zuckerberg has to testify, I don't know.
This is how humans drink water.
Those old funny duddies super duper messed us up.
Super duper. Anyway, sorry, this is getting out of control. But yeah, it's like way to see a weakness and to exploit it and watch us for like years not be able to really react because of the process takes so long to figure it out. And then also like people are like, no, money.
Yeah.
We can't change the money thing. We got to make the money. Anyway.
That'll do it.
Well, meanwhile, in NASA news.
It's time for NASA news.
The big red spot on Jupiter is starting to spin faster. How terrifying. The Hubble Space Telescope has been peeping at our solar system's biggest planet and noticed increasing wind speeds around the red eye. To me, it sounds like it's about to fire its super laser, but it's just... As I'm, you know, obviously jealous of Saturn having awesome rings. And how did Saturn get those rings? It tore apart one of its own ice moons. And now over the course of the next 10 million years, we'll have rings and then they'll go away as they get absorbed back into the planet. That's just what Jupiter's doing.
Are we positive that that's not Alderaan up there?
I cannot confirm that, specifically since Alderaan is a thing of faith.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That, you know, usually when a big red spot changes shape and gets faster, you would
take your Valtrex,
go to the doctor and get that checked out. Well, so it turns out the wind on this outer ring in Jupiter this storm is 10,000 miles wide, and it's been going for at least 190 years, but likely it's been observed for a lot longer than that, like hundreds of years. We don't know if it's the same storm that the first astronomers were witnessing that we're watching now, but the storm is blowing 400 miles per hour, per Earth hour, outside. So, like, a bad storm when you're at home is, like, you know, 70 miles, and that's pretty dang windy, and you're kind of leaning into it to see, like, oh, yeah. can I do the Michael Jackson thing? And this storm in the last 10 years has picked up by a whopping 2 miles an hour. So, like, it's like it's like a fraction of a percent of the entire speed of the storm. However, that's crazy because you're already, I mean, if I'm standing in a 70 mile an hour storm and it goes up to 72, you're like, well, it's actually 72 now. I'd be like, shut up, nerd. But if you're 400 miles an hour and it's been that way for, you know, 188 years or something, and then it goes up 2 miles an hour, I guess that's interesting.
Or
you're right. Maybe they are. I did find out that scientists know nothing about what's happening below the storm. It's likely a massive tornado and crazy stuff is happening. But more likely, or at least possibly, is that General Hux is controlling the weather to cover his super laser that's harvesting power from Uranus.
I think it actually takes power from the sun, but I understand where you're coming from.
Sure, sure.
Sure, yeah. You keep believing that, buddy.
Geothermal gas from Uranus.
Send the hamsters! All right, fill up your coin pool, McDuck. We're talking bad guys and billionaires. Now, even NASA thinks Jeff Bezos sucks, which to me is so funny. I love it so much. And I get it. People like you and me are mouthing off about billionaires on here. Like, whatever. It's complex, but there's no hope that we'll ever be them, and leave it at that. But now even NASA has had enough of Jeff Bezos, and they've had billions of dollars. Basically, the richest man in the world showed up with a very expensive moon lander proposal, and NASA, with a tight budget controlled by Congress, said, like, what? No, we can't afford that. And then they chose someone else to build the lander. Now Bezos is suing and stalled the whole process. In legal documents filed and reported by TheVerge.com, NASA says, quote, all of this once-in-a-generation momentum can easily be undone by one party. In this case, Blue Origin, who seeks to prioritize its own fortunes over that of NASA, the United States, and every person alive today. Settle down, NASA. Good God.
I did not know I was involved, along with the other 8 billion people on this planet.
I mean, I'm in.
Except for Jeff Bezos, in a class action lawsuit against Blue Origin.
Now, also, no one point out and ask the question to NASA, like, hey, how's your own rocket going? You know, the one that's 5 years past due and like $10 billion over budget?
Well, it turns out the problem that they had with the Blue Origin thing was that it was 3 years past due and was going to be $3 billion over budget. So it's like the pot, kettle,
not expensive enough. You're getting it done too soon. You're making us look bad. You're fired. Hey, Elon, how slow can you go? Oh.
Can I build a tunnel to space?
Can we?
Well,
in related news, Tesla would like you to stop sharing videos of your car making full self-driving mode mistakes. Which I get, you roll something out, it would be nice if the internet didn't just mock you and tease you the whole time and ruin your business a little bit each time that happens. But also, Tesla would like you to pay to unlock more performance, like the worst video game, like EA Sports is behind what they're doing, so maybe you should just keep sharing those videos.
And maybe we should be more upset that the videos of our cars almost killing people on the streets. Like, that's probably the problem. It's not that people know about... Well, I mean, if you're a billionaire, the problem is that people know about the things that cause people deaths using your machines, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, maybe let's focus on fixing that car first.
How about it's not ready yet?
And they've recently started to release this autopilot feature. So previously, it was only available to a select number of, like, Tesla super users, right? And these people were, like, hardcore fanboys, like, super testers, reporting bugs, sending them to Tesla, having them fix them, whatever, whatever. Now, they're starting to release it, like, 1,000 new users per day right now. So if you're a Tesla owner, you're probably in line to get this autopilot feature. Look, I'm shocked that we put cars, like, we allow humans to drive cars at all. These things go way too fast. They are big, heavy death machines, and it's absolutely bananas that all that's keeping you like safe is your own ability to keep this thing under control and other humans' ability to keep this thing under control. Tesla says that the driver with these autopilots still has to be actively participating in the trip, but also, as we know, humans are so dumb.
Hey, can I catch a beach while I'm doing this?
Which you can find, right? There are too many idiots, and too many of those people can afford nice cars. There are going to be too many people on the street in these cars not keeping their hands on the wheel. Like the one video that did get posted of the guy almost running people down on the sidewalk in Seattle when the car was supposed to merge left. They instead merged right and almost ran down like people crossing the street. So all that is to say, it's not ready. Maybe let's not give it to everybody that owns one of these cars.
No better way to get a ton of data than to put it out there a whole bunch and just be like, well, we'll just pay out on those lawsuits.
Yeah, I guess you can when you're way too rich.
Well, that's not optimistic, but let's take it a step further. Why we're all left? Well, this week the F stands for Facebook. A whistleblower formerly employed by Facebook has been sharing info about just how evil the company operates. And last night, from her perspective, and last night, she came forward on America's favorite old people show, 60 Minutes.
Not the 700 Club.
Boy, we used to watch that in college when we didn't have cable. And it is so wild to hear someone report news and then to have like somebody else report the morality of the news immediately after, like the opinion piece. And now it's mainstream media. It's crazy.
Yeah, great.
She makes the social media company sound even worse than we expected, detailing a culture of hyper-optimization with only profit in mind. Turns out anger, which we all know, is super easy to elicit. And she said, quote, Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer, i.e. away from anger, people will spend less time on the site. They'll click less on the ads. They'll make less money. So I guess all in all, we just got a rage.
Yeah, super duper rage.
How dare you?
We just like people to be super duper angry so we can make super duper money.
No, just super duper emotionally involved is what
sure,
it is.
Sure.
Whatever emotions that work well, that's not our problem. It's like,
too
hey.
Bad it's not like a happy thing. Like, why can't we make money all being happy?
There's a good season of, what's the Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin show?
30 Rock.
30 Rock, where he's dating Selma Hayek and she's like, no, you have to do an hour of positive news every day, and like he does, and it's a disaster because no one cares about it. You either want to see nudity or anger on these things, and they ban one of them, but the other one, let's go.
Yeah,
that's okay though, Brandon, because it is bleak and terrible, and you can read a lot more. Lots of people have posted about it and about how the company has like maybe not the best intentions in mind, but out of something positive to balance it all out. We're learning to thwart facial detection software. An Israeli company has hacked facial recognition software using other computers, of course, to generate makeup patterns to confuse the cameras. Of the 20 subjects, 10 male and 10 female, the artificial intelligence only correctly recognized the makeup wearers about 1% of the time. So I guess there's key areas on your face. And do we give off a heat map that cameras use? That's like the Predator? which I didn't know about, and you can mask those things to help keep your identity safe.
So when I looked this up, I first looked because I was like imagining what that makeup would look like. Apparently, it looks really normal. And so you don't have to go get a QR code tattooed on your face, which is what I was expecting. Like, oh, this makeup does it, but it's like, stripes and weird, change. Apparently, it's just like makeup. It's just normal makeup.
I just hear it and I think that they're going to use that highly reflective paint that they use for stripes on the road. And it's just like, my wife has like a jacket that has that stuff in it. And a car comes around the corner. You're like, oh, it's like so bright.
Those auto driving Teslas will never see us coming.
Oh, good.
Great. We don't have to worry about the facial recognition anymore, but we do have to worry about the car recognition.
All right, well, that about does it for us for this week. It's been a real super-duper episode, and wait, did I just take that right out of your typing? Okay. Anyway, it's been a super-duper episode, and I want to know, what did we learn this week? After all, it's a very heady show. Brandon, what did we learn this week?
We learned that Darth Vader is the Dark Lord of cryptocurrency.
I'm glad he's using all that volcano power for something.
It's gotta be so. And I won't say that he's using it for good. I would say, like, crypto is maybe the neutral side of the force. I don't think that's a thing. Gregor, what did we learn this week?
I learned that we're sending hamsters to Uranus.
Isn't that a scene in Anchorman? Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.